This is VOA News. I'm David Byrd. The impeachment process against President Donald Trump is moving into a new phase as the House Judiciary Committee gets set to take up the probe. But as AP's Rita Foley reports, the nation remains divided over whether the president should be impeached at all.
Two new polls released this week show the public remains roughly evenly divided over the question. Lead House impeachment investigator Democrat Adam Schiff says the president tried to get foreign nations to interfere in our elections. President Trump told a rally in Florida Tuesday night,
"They don't even know what they're talking about. It's a scam. It's a hoax."
Next week, the House Judiciary Committee hears from legal experts as it decides whether to write articles of impeachment, and if so, what those articles will be. Rita Foley, Washington.
The New York-based Human Rights Watch group claims it has damning evidence that shows Turkish-backed Syrian National Army militiamen are engaged in summary executions, pillaging, property seizures, and preventing the return of people to their homes in Syria. Human Rights Watch cites evidence that the SNA executed prisoners, seized the homes of local Kurds, and engaged in indiscriminate shelling of civilians. It also says social media postings of videos put up by the militia appear to show the execution of female prisoners. Last month, Turkish forces and the SNA launched an offensive in northeast Syria against Syrian Democratic Forces, which are made up mainly of the Kurdish militia, the YPG. Ankara considers the YPG terrorists, but the militia was a crucial ally of the United States' effort against the Islamic State. Ankara has vehemently denied any intention that it's seeking demographic changes in Syria. However, the latest findings by Human Rights Watch can only add to questions over Turkey's plans. This is VOA News. The death toll from Tuesday's earthquake in Albania continues to rise. AP correspondent Charles de Ledesma has more.
The Albanian Defense Ministry says the death toll from Tuesday's earthquake keeps rising and some 650 people are declared injured. Rescuers are still digging for rubble in search of survivors. The quake, with a magnitude of 6.4, brought down several apartment blocks in the city of Durres and a town close to the epicenter. There, residents slept in tents and cars and at a soccer stadium as powerful aftershocks from the earthquake continued. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
A Bangladeshi court has sentenced seven members of an Islamist group for plotting a 2016 attack which killed 22 people. Reuters correspondent David Doyle reports.
A Bangladeshi court has sentenced seven members of an Islamist group to death for planning the Southeast Asian country's worst ever terrorist attack. That took place on July 1, 2016, when five young militants armed with guns and grenades stormed the Holy Artisan Cafe in the capital Dhaka's diplomatic quarter. Over the next 12 hours, they killed 22 diners who they'd taken hostage. The restaurant was popular with foreigners, and the victims included nine Italians, seven Japanese, an American, and an Indian. The attackers were killed in a rescue bid by army commandos.
That's David Doyle of Reuters. Iran's supreme leader claimed without evidence Wednesday that protests that have rocked the country were a conspiracy, while the Interior Ministry said around 730 banks have been torched. Lucy Fielder has details.
Iran's supreme leader Ayatollah Ali Khamenei called an outbreak of deadly violence over the past 2 weeks a dangerous conspiracy on Wednesday, while the Interior Minister said about 730 banks and 140 government sites had been torched in the worst anti-government unrest in a decade. He also said up to 200,000 people had taken part nationwide. Protests began on November 15th in response to gas price hikes, but soon escalated with calls for Iran's leaders to step down. Tehran blames thugs linked to Washington, Israel and Saudi Arabia for stirring up violence.
That is Lucy Fielder of Reuters. Former U.S. President Jimmy Carter has been released from an Atlanta hospital 2 weeks after undergoing surgery. The 95-year-old Carter had surgery to relieve pressure on his brain that had been caused by a series of falls at his home. Carter, the longest surviving U.S. president ever, also fell a couple of times and broke his hip and his pelvis. For more, log on to our website, voanews.com. I'm David Byrd, VOA News.